This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Once again, happy Veterans Day to you all. Hope all the veterans get the recognition they deserve today. Hope they get to take part in some of the great events taking place. Once again, I'll be running out at 8 o'clock out to the Duck Creek VFW Pub. They've been doing that breakfast for years and years and years, a free breakfast for the veterans. Hope to see you out there, and we'll be live on the air with some of the folks. Jim will be back here, be talking to you and Todd through the wonders of my phone, and we'll get that going. But first, Crystal DeClean. Ecumenical Partnership for Housing. Thank you.
John was struggling with ecumenical. So we went over that, and didn't he do a nice job, Crystal?
He did. Good job.
Thank you very much. All right. But I didn't bail. I almost bailed and pointed to him. But
the Ecumenical Partnership for Housing for Families, that's been around for some time. And I'm not sure a lot of people, sometimes these great things are one of the best kept secrets, you know? And you're here to tell us more about it.
That's right. Thank you for having me here today. So Ecumenical Partnership for Housing has been around in Green Bay for about 32 years now. And you're correct, it has been one of the best kept secrets, and we're trying to change that and really wanting to let the community know who we are and what we do.
And what you do is your focus is on families, and you purchase a property. Tell us about it. You tell it that you're the guest.
Yes.
I know a little bit about
you. Yeah, don't make us do all the work, Crystal.
Well, no, I've worked with them many, many years.
So EPH is a nonprofit organization serving families with children facing homelessness in Brown County. And we provide housing, case management, and eviction prevention services. So our two housing programs are our two largest programs, and we own properties throughout the Green Bay area, including duplexes and single-family homes, and then we use them to place families with children into them who are experiencing homelessness. And we provide them with case management to help them work on goals related to self-sufficiency so that at the end of their time in our program, they can move on to rent independently or potentially purchase a home.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got people like the New Community Shelter that really works on, but it's single people, right? But families, you know, they need a place, and a home is, like, they need that, and they need food. But what a great service that you offer. And it's, your association is made up of churches.
That's correct. We work in partnership with 22 area churches. And when EPH started, it began as a partnership of four churches that own with one home. And it's grown over time now to include 22 area churches with the capability of housing up to 37 families at a time.
How do you get the money to buy these houses?
We purchase a home once we have raised enough funds to purchase the home outright. So we don't take out any loans. Any homes that we have either been purchased through a fundraising campaign, or we were very fortunate a couple years ago to have a very generous donor donate a home to EPH.
Nice.
Isn't that great?
I mean, very great.
And you talk about, you put a family in, you know, nothing wrong with apartments, but boy, what a difference it makes if you're
No question. You know. So when they take over these homes, do they have a mortgage at all?
So the families that come into our transitional housing program are actually staying with us for up to about a year.
Okay.
It's a fully furnished home, and there is no rent. So while they're not paying rent, they are committed to working, participating in budget counseling, case management. They're paying down debt and building up a savings.
That's awesome.
Yep.
You know, there is no training for that before. High school or someplace, can't they have classes specifically on that stuff? Because it's overwhelming sometimes. Jim and I are both in real estate. Sometimes with these first-time homebuyers,
wow,
God bless them, but they don't have a clue as far as what buying a house entails.
Kind of like, did you have parents? You know, because sometimes your parents teach you that, but schools don't. I mean, you got to admit, I think they are now more budgeting and finance. Even in high school is where we really need that.
But that's great.
People get jobs and help them. There's a lot of work to do before that happens. But once it does happen and they stay with us for a period of time, we have them save 70% of their income. 70. I always feel weird saying that to them because I'm like, look, you guys, I've never saved 70. And I'm really upfront about that. But they're not paying rent and they're not buying their food. And that can be 70% of your expenses.
Easy.
So anyway, so you have an event coming up and the event is twofold. Like most events are, awareness and fundraising.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
That's correct. So tomorrow at Gather on Broadway from...
Which is a great place.
Beautiful place.
It really is. So tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m., we are having a grace and gratitude gathering at Gather on Broadway, and everybody is invited. There's no cost to attend. It's designed to be a casual evening for people to come and go as they please, enjoy an evening out, and learn a bit about EPH and how they could potentially get involved.
Yeah, I like the soup and biscuit bar. That sounds good, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
It will be delicious. So we have three different types of soups being donated by Narrow Bridge Plate and Pour, Plank Road Plate and Pour, and the Creamery Downtown.
Okay, do you know the three soups? I want to give it my thumbs up or thumbs down because okay. I'm very particular with my soup.
He is, but I hope it's...
I've become a soup man. You know what I bought this weekend? This is no lie. I bought bone broth and mushrooms.
Yeah.
And chicken.
Yeah.
And cream. I'm going to make the greatest mushroom soup you've ever tasted.
I thought about you. I was going to stop over. We have church groups that come in and businesses that come in and they do a meal at the shelter because we do dinner every
single
night.
I'll do one.
No, we had, but I was going to say that Friday was grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
I know it is. That's what I thought about you, but I was busy. All I
need is a glass of chocolate milk out of a glass bottle and I'm in heaven.
Yeah, I didn't have time
in
to get
heaven.
That. You could have gone over. Anyone's invited you.
And maybe a piece of apple crisp for dessert.
I don't even know what it was for dessert, but I just thought
that sounds good.
But soup, yeah, that's... do you know what the Creamery's bringing? Because I like that place.
So we are going to be having gumbo.
Oh, give it good a one. Bell. Give it a bell, Todd.
Yeah, gumbo's good.
Roasted broccoli.
Oh.
And pumpkin bisque.
Love them all. I'd take them all. I don't know about the bisque. I've never had it.
I bet it's great.
But bisque just sounds good.
Yeah,
how do you have a bad bisque?
Season, pumpkin.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? They used to have at St. Brennan's.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Pumpkin squash soup.
That was good.
That was the greatest soup I've ever tasted.
They still might have that, John. They're still open.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. I don't know if they haven't been in a while. But
oh, okay.
Yes, that. All right, so you got that. And people can purchase that soup and biscuit bar. And then you got some great music with Paige and Pat. Heard them?
Yes. So Paige and Pat will be performing for the entire evening. And they are really great acoustic musicians. And so... live music. During musical breaks, we'll be having some very brief speakers telling a little bit about EPH.
Right.
And one of the moms who purchased a home from EPH about a year and a half ago is going to be there to just share an update about how
great
things are going.
You know, Jim, you work in this business, okay? Mm-hmm. And we had a young lady on about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, who runs a little bit of a shelter for the homeless. It's not an overnight thing.
The Women's Day Shelter.
The Women's Day Shelter. Right. And, you know, we were just talking about veterans. Veterans Day has gotten so much bigger over the last, let's say, 20 years even with the awareness of how much. I think with homelessness and everything over the last 10 years in Green Bay or whatever, amazing the bounds you guys have made. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
For all you entities trying to help?
Yes, I think there's really a lot of great collaboration in the Green Bay area.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
And the need, unfortunately, is still
not
there.
Not going away.
Yes, it's only increasing.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, Crystal, how long have you been with the organization?
I've been with EPH for about 3 years.
So in that 3 years, have you seen an increase in the need in just those 3 years?
There's definitely been an increase, and I mean, the demand remains steady. We have the capability of housing up to 37 families at a time, and even with that many homes, all of our homes remain full, and as soon as we have one opening, there's another family waiting to come in.
You know, so I told you I like going for walks on early Sunday mornings downtown. Only saw two homeless people this Sunday sleeping, and there's been times there'll be five, six, or seven in the doorways in the summer. I don't know if they're going to shelters more, if it's a little bit cooler or anything like that, but I almost thought to myself, well, maybe that's a sign of progress. I only see two people sleeping.
Well, I think there's a lot of effort being put into it, so I'd like to think it's a sign of progress.
Yes, I think, you know, there's definitely a huge demand in the Green Bay area and a lot of great organizations working hard to try to find a solution and help people find stable housing.
You know, the one thing that I found in Jim, too, and all of us that have dealt with, because I worked for a facility in Appleton for a couple of years with veterans. Many of them are homeless. It's such a slippery slope. It's not that people, you know, we can sit here and say, oh, I'd never be homeless, whatever, whatever. Holy cow. You have a couple of semi-catastrophes in your life, in your work environment, in health, in whatever. It's not that big of a leap to go from being quote-unquote normal to struggling to find a place to live. Wouldn't you agree?
It really isn't. And many of the families that we see say just that. You know, they may have been in a position where they never thought that they would be experiencing homelessness. Some of the families that are coming to us are being referred over to us from a domestic violence shelter, and they were in a relationship and in a stable home, and things changed, and they needed to move on with their children to find a safe place, and that can very quickly lead to homelessness. One of the people who will be actually speaking tomorrow was in that exact situation, and it's really unfortunate, but really it only takes one drastic life event that can really alter the course of someone's life.
No question.
And I think for your event, these testimonials go a long way. I mean, you can talk about it, and you obviously are very committed to the cause, and so are many of your parishes that are, I know quite a few of the people who are involved with your organization. But when they can really hear it from first person, you know, and we've had some people on this radio show that had experienced just what John said, you know, they were working, things were going good. It was a medical thing or something bad, or sometimes, you know, alcohol, they lost their job. And
what's kind of a spiral? You know, lose your job, drink more, you know, lose your job, lose your insurance. It just keeps, you know, I'm going to drink to ease the pain.
Yep. And boy, right here in Green Bay, people sleeping outside, you almost can't believe that, but it happens. Yeah. So that's, thank God for people like you. So tomorrow at Gather, 5 o'clock, there's no admission charge. You just show up to learn a little bit more and have a little soup and biscuit.
That's correct. Just come and go as you please, anytime between 5 and 8 p.m. We would love to see people there interested in coming to learn a little bit about us, enjoy the evening, and possibly walk away with some great prizes as well.
Right. You have the basket raffles. Is that what I'm reading? Yeah. All right. That's cool.
139 North Broadway. Great place.
Right across
Gather
from
on
BMO.
Broadway.
Yeah.
Congratulations on what you're doing.
I think it's great.
You're one of those people that are making a difference in people's lives.
And the awareness is, you know, we just got to get the word out. We're glad to help you do that. And come back and tell us, you know, what you're working on, when your next home's going. Or maybe, I don't know, if you can, bring a family in here. It'd be great. But sometimes people don't like doing that.
Quick thing, do you have any family members you do a shout out to for Veterans Day?
I do not, but we do have a staff member who is a veteran. So would just like to thank all the veterans for everything that they do.
Can I ask you a little bit of a personal question towards me?
Sure.
Which glasses do I look older in?
Oh, God. Just
these?
It's all about him.
Or these?
I would say those.
I look older in these? Oh, man. Jeez. Thanks, Crystal.
Older from 172, 173.
Wow, that hurt. Have a great time at your event.
Yeah. Thank you so
Thanks
much
for
having me here.
For our community.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Quick medical partnership for families.
Back after this. In the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is
falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came from... You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
BBW.
Hey, welcome back. Very special thanks to Crystal DeQueen, Ecumenical Partnership for Housing event taking place tomorrow at Gather on Broadway. Today, of course, is Veterans Day. Text us, folks. Let us know who to shout out to. Here's three shout-outs. My dad, Tom Gussert, United States Army, 1961 through 63. Larry Brick, Army veteran, Vietnam veteran, and still coaching high school football for his, I think, 70th year. John Phillips, Navy World War II veteran, 99 wow. years old, still living at home. Saw action in Okinawa. This is from Steve in De Pere. Thank you, Steve.
Wow. 99, living at home.
Awesome. I'd love to meet
that
gentleman.
Awesome. Me too.
Would love to meet him.
Good example for... Yep. Not just the veterans, but for everybody.
Joe Alec, Veteran Service.
Good morning, once again.
Brown County. Joe, what are some of the main things these days that come through your door? Because there's, you know, when guys were and women were first starting to come back from Iraq, Afghanistan, they had certain things that they would come to you with. And then as time goes on, things might change, mm-hmm. but sometimes there's a fundamental thing that they still might need some help with. What are the main things you see come through your office on a daily basis?
Yeah, on a daily basis. Physical and mental health disabilities incurred while you served in the military.
Yeah.
That comes through the door every day. And that's, you know, on Veterans Day, we want veterans to reach out to our office and learn about their benefits. It's a life-changing event when we sit down with them. I still have Vietnam veterans calling me, Agent Orange exposure, prostate cancer.
I mean, it's a fluid. It's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the passage of the PACT Act in 2022, which was toxic exposure across the entire military. So it's not only Agent Orange now. It's not only the burn pits in Afghanistan and Iraq.
I'm going to screw up this word. Mesothelioma? That's close.
That's asbestos exposure to the lung, mesothelioma.
Yes.
So.
Ecumenical.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's. But is it Joe? But besides, you know, you're talking about all the negatives, but they also come to you for the positives. I mean, what's available
right.
and you got, education.
Education
is just, I think
available.
TC, we have quite a few students right. that come in. GB
education, VA healthcare.
Yeah. Right.
You get free hearing aids and eyeglasses if you go to VA healthcare. So, you know, if you get enrolled and eligibility and all that kind of good stuff.
Right.
So yes, there is a lot of positives. And even when we do it positives, you know, we get these veteran service connected disabled. That's compensation every month, right? So 10% is about $171 a month, all the way up to 100%, which can range from, you know, $4,000 a month and up. So that takes wow. the stress off of, you know, health care and just living. And money brings opportunity. So, you know, we cash into veterans' pockets from our office on a yearly basis range from $5 million to $7 million a year.
Wow.
And just so the taxpayers know, it costs $450,000 to run our office. Your return on investment is about $7 million. So we are there. Like I said before, I am from the government. I am here to help you.
And are people still reluctant at all? You know, there was a time where...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked to... a Vietnam veteran this past week. I would not file a claim for lung cancer. Someone needs it more than I do. That's what you hear all the time. I'm sure if you've heard that through
times.
The years. You know, someone's worse off than I am. So, you know,
but
we have to get around
back,
that. You know,
let me say this. So that goes back all the way to when I'd interview World War II veterans.
Right.
And it'd be somebody like in the South Pacific, and he'd be like, well, we didn't have it as bad as those guys at the Bulge. Those poor guys were freezing to death.
Right.
The guys at the Bulge would say, well, we didn't have it as bad as those guys in the jungle. So everybody would defer to somebody else.
Everyone has it worse than I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a veteran, you're self-sacrificing. You put your life on the line for your fellow veteran. No problem.
On a daily basis.
Right. So,
but that's another thing I want to get across. I've had guys tell me, I'm like, are you a veteran? He's like, well, no, not really. I thought you served. Well, I did, but I was stateside, blah, blah, blah. Right. You're still a veteran.
Right.
Would you please make that point really strong again, Joe?
Right. If you sign the dotted line, willing to give your life, you know, to serve your country, you're a veteran. So,
exactly.
Reach out. You know, sometimes we run into, I talked to a reservist last night. I was at the Moose Lodge. I got to give Scott Katzka and the Green Bay Vet Center a plug.
They're wonderful.
He was there last night. So free counseling for veterans. You're having issues. You know, we talk about veteran suicide. Just had the suicide walk this weekend with Hua, Wisconsin.
Huge success, huh?
17 veterans a day do take their life. And if you're out there and you're struggling, 988, press 2.
One thing about that, though, Joe, we're talking about getting help, the whole thing, the organizations like HUA and some of these other organizations, just reach out. I mean, that's the hardest thing,
right.
isn't it? Make the phone call,
right.
drop in, and then they'll kind of take it from there, right?
Right. There's options. You have options. You again, 988, press 2. You can dial that. You can call our office. The Green Bay Vet Center, you can walk in that door. They'll talk to you immediately. They won't turn anybody away. Because we want to get services wrapped around you. You're not alone. That's the big lie that the mind tells us. I'm the only one suffering from this. No way. We all have mental health challenges.
And I'm going to say, so I interviewed a couple of phenomenal Vietnam veterans the other day. Okay. And I bet for the one gentleman, we had to stop 8 to 10 times where he'd kind of break down a little
sure.
bit. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're talking from 1970. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like it was yesterday.
It doesn't go away. No. Where certain trigger things and he couldn't talk.
Right. Right. It's because when you're in those stressful situations, the adrenaline's real high. So those get burnt into your memory centers. And then as we get older, the mental health strength that we have gets a little weaker, you know, so it's pretty normal as you get older to, start to, recollect and have those emotions and that's okay. So just reach out, again, our office is there. A lot of positives, as Jim said, that we can garner for you. And, we're there to help. Really, 920-448-4451.
Nicely done.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Thanks for doing this. And like you said, I think it's anything. It's the whole range from
right.
a health issue yeah. to the opportunity to go to college. Right.
And if you're outside of Brown County, there's 72 of us in the
state. I was going to say, is there one in every county?
Every county has okay. a yeah. CVSO, County Veteran Service Officers, 11 Tribal Veteran Service Officers. So, all you got to dial is 844-WIZ-CVSO.
Nice. Joe Alvick, thanks for everything you do and for all the VSOs around the state.
Hey,
and Scott Katzke and the entire guys at the Vet Center, they're just phenomenal.
Right. Thanks for having me on.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you. And yeah. I got to give a shout out to my brother-in-law, Dean Goss.
All right.
Vietnam veteran, Chu Lai, great guy.
All right, Dean. Good stuff. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, on this Veterans Day. Special thanks to Joe Alvick for joining us. Got one more text here from Kathy. Happy Veterans Day to my husband, Jeff Orlowski. Served in the United States Army 1983 to 2013. 30 years of dedication to the U.S. Ranger, drill sergeant, or drill instructor, sergeant, recruiter, instructor, so much more over the span of the time he served. He has helped so many in their military careers and still continues to help others in our community in his civilian role. Keep serving my awesome husband the way you always have and will continue to do so. I'm so very proud of you. Love, Kathy.
Wow.
Very nice.
Isn't that nice?
To Jeff Orlowski. And you, my friend, are going to take care of our next guest. Thank you, Brian, for being on here. I'm heading over to the Duck Creek VFW to do some live reports with some veterans. So you're in the capable hands of Jim Schmidt.
I don't know about the capable, but thank you, Brian. Welcome.
Okay, you're in the hands.
There you go. Much better.
Jim Schmidt.
There we go.
Thanks. See everybody
Thanks
else.
Thanks so much for having me.
We talked to you from the
Thanks.
VFW.
Yeah, you bet. So we're talking about Veterans Day, and there's opportunities for veterans for some of these meals and some things today. But you do much more than that. Tell us about your Bath for the Brave.
Yeah, so Bass for the Brave is a program. You know, it's interesting because the things that, Jim, that you and I take for granted on a daily basis, like taking a shower safely, there are so many veterans across this country that struggle to take a shower safely in their own home, typically because of mobility issues and because of financial challenges. They have a bathtub that's super dangerous to step over, and they're petrified of their own bathroom. And right. we just thought that was simply unacceptable. So we founded this program called Bass for the Brave, where we surprise veterans across the country with free, safe shower systems and simply change their lives.
And that is the most, well, I don't know if it's the most used, but sure, the most important room, and to have a nice bathroom, right? And to have those things, like you said, to hold on to the shower, and a lot of accidents, slip and falls. You know, I worked in, when you talk to the chief of police and some of these things that happen, there's a lot of slip and falls that happen in the bathroom.
It's the most dangerous room in the home. And right. Sadly, 60% of falls that happen in the bathroom, according to the CDC, lead to a life-changing injury. And look, you know, those that have served our country shouldn't have to deal with right. a dangerous bathroom. And it's so cool to see so many companies participate in this, not just locally here in Wisconsin, but really across the country.
Tell me about the participation, because I think it's a great mission that you have, a great cause.
Sure. I'll share with you the participation, how it all started. So the local company here in Wisconsin is Tundraland Home Improvements. As you know, I founded that business. I sold it a couple of years ago. But the way Bass for the Brave was born is in 2016, there was this gentleman named Mike Alstein. He lived in De Pere. He did two tours in Iraq, comes home from Iraq, and was diagnosed with MS and finds himself in a wheelchair. We heard about his story, and we worked with his mom, and we had Mike enter a fake sweepstakes that he was the only entry. So surprise, he won. He won, and what he got was a tour of Lambeau Field and a night at a hockey game. At that evening at the hockey game, when we wheeled him out on the ice to thank him for his service, we pointed to the Jumbotron and showed that when he left his home for the day, our team snuck into his home, totally crashed his bath, and made it handicap accessible.
Wow.
And, you know, it just changed his life. And it put us on a mission that says, you know, wow, how do we just do more of this? How do we make it a bigger program? And there's no shortage of companies across the country that wanted to participate. And that's cool.
And I would like to think, Brian, there's probably no shortage of vets who may need an upgraded bathroom.
Oh, sadly, that's a really, really long list. And they deserve to live with the dignity and safety in their own home.
Right.
And by the way, you know, it doesn't just benefit the veterans. And I write about this in my book, Beyond the Hammer, that, you know, when you give your team an opportunity to serve people in the community, it fundamentally changes the culture of the business and gives people real purpose beyond a paycheck. And so it's really good for everybody.
That's awesome. And when you were at Tundraland, you know, we had met a couple times there. You always had that giving, that charity mission as part of your company.
Yeah, well, our mission statement has always been to do well and to do good. And, you know, look, we think the purpose of business, and I think the other participants across the country share the same thing, is that, look, you can make a decent profit, but you can do so decently. And when you can make a positive impact in the lives of others, that really, really creates meaning and purpose for everybody in the organization.
Well, you know, Brian, I know you're Brian Gottlieb. I know you're on here to talk about Baths for the Brave, but while I got you on here, I teach at NWTC. I would love to have you come and be one of my guest speakers, because that is the purpose of business. I tell these students, right. Yeah, I work at a homeless shelter, and I have them come and serve a meal, not to scare them, like, oh, if you don't do a good job, you're going to end up here. It's not that. It's like, look, part of being a business person is engaging in your community to help.
Well, and what's great about it, and I'd love to be a guest, and thank you for the invitation. I'd love to. Well, you can truly get everybody in the organization involved in things that really I think what happens in a lot of companies is people feel disconnected to the mission and vision of a business. And if you can find ways to really truly connect them, look, when people love what they do, they tend to do everything a whole lot better.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, and if you want a great business, you have to have happy customers. And if you want happy customers, you've got to have a great culture. And that, so it radiates throughout the whole business.
And I want to talk about your organization, but I just want to make one other comment. I have kids who are 28, 30, 31, and boy, do they look for a company that does charitable things, you know, be it, just anything that was very important to them, because they, like a lot of kids today, I mean, they got their choice of where they want to work. And I think that you can recruit better talent if you do things like you're doing right now. And you said, you know, if they're happy, they're going to be much more productive.
Yeah, I fully agree with you, Jim. And again, you can do well and also do good. And
right.
by getting everybody involved in it, it's a fantastic work experience.
So this Baths for the Brave, how does,
yep.
like I said, I just think there's a huge need out there. How does one connect with your organization?
Yeah, so the first thing is that there's a website, bathsforthebrave.com. But, and as I was saying, it's in right now, today, across the country in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Arizona, Oregon, I can keep on listing states where veterans are receiving free shower projects. There is absolutely no shortage of, sadly, of and what's also interesting, I was listening to your last guest, and he was speaking about, well, they don't want anything, give it to somebody else that needs it more. And we would run across that all the time. You know, the veterans are so full of humility, right. And so when we can make them smile, and when we know that, you know, it's one less veteran we have to worry about that's going to fall in their bathroom, I think we've done it's been a good day.
And maybe sometimes you got to do like you did with the guy at the hockey game. You got to surprise them because they're too humble to call and ask.
Sometimes you do. That's right. That's right.
That's very cool. Are you Northeast, Wisconsin? Where is your program, the Bath for the Braves?
So the Bath crash that's happening today is actually happening in Appleton, Wisconsin, for an Ann Holcomb. She served 21 years in the Army. She's received 3 Bronze Stars. But she has mobility issues, and she has financial challenges, and she's got a bathtub that she can't step over. So what they're going to do is they're going to take out that bathtub. They're going to put a low step and shower in. They're going to redo all the walls in the shower. They're going to add well-placed grab bars and a seat for her to sit in and a handheld shower device. So she can take care of herself in the privacy of her own home, stay in her home longer with dignity and pride.
Oh man, that checks a lot of boxes. When you learn about, you know, what people really want, they do want to stay in their own home. And we spend all this money on, you know, I know there's facilities that we have to have, but boy, if we could spend a little bit more money getting people's homes more, more comfortable for them and more accessible and safer, that, like you're doing for Ann, that's awesome. Tell me, so this is today. It's going to happen in one day. She's going to use her bathroom this morning and tonight.
Tonight she's going to have a beautiful, easy entry shower.
Wow.
And again, it's not just happening here in Wisconsin. It's happening across the country by other like-minded companies that say, I believe in this mission of Bass for the Brave and I want to help. I'm grateful to these companies that want to participate.
Yeah. And how about people like me or people that just want to donate? Is that an option too?
What's so cool about Bass for the Brave is we don't raise any money for it. It's not a nonprofit. It's each company out of their own pocket is just giving. They're doing it out of their own pocket. They're donating the labor. Wow. They're donating the materials, just to do well and do good.
All right. Well, then we got to support those companies.
100%.
I mean, 100%. Obviously, you said Tundra Land's a big one, right?
That's right. They're a big player, and that's where it all originated, and they continue to really support that mission, and it's really fantastic.
Brian, I've got a question for you. Producer Todd here. You've been this way as long as I've known you, obviously owning Tundraland and other businesses involved with other organizations as well. What drives you to say, listen, our company needs to do this. We need to give back in our community. What drives you?
Yeah, well, I had an epiphany. I legitimately had an epiphany. In fact, it was after Mile of Music one weekend where we had our singing in the shower campaign going on, where we invited people to sing in our shower systems, and afterwards we would send a kid to music school for a year after people did that. And I reflected back that, you know, when the community is in a better place, we're all in a better place. And when the business owner is in a better place, clearly I'm in a better place. But my epiphany was that the business can't reach its potential unless and until the people inside the organization first reach theirs. And so my mission became, how do I help everybody in our organization reach their potential? And that came down to it being more than just making widgets, swinging a hammer, and punching a clock. And I write about this in my book, Beyond the Hammer, in great detail, that by providing purpose and meaning to people, they really feel a deep part of an organization. Right. And when we do that, any business owner's wildest dreams suddenly start to feel more like their destiny.
Brian, tell me a little bit more about that book, Beyond the Hammer. I haven't read that, admittedly, but that sounds like something that would be good for me as an educator to read.
Yeah, it's a fantastic book. It just came out last month.
Okay,
it's available on
so
Amazon and Barnes & Noble. There's an audio version. But it's a book on culture, leadership, and how to build high-performance teams. The first half is a business parable, so it makes it really fun to read. And then the second half is very actionable on how do you plug the lessons of the parable into your organization in a very meaningful way. And the reviews have been absolutely fantastic. So thank you for your interest.
Yeah, it is. And I got to believe that a company like you're talking about does attract good talent, better talent, I would think.
What's interesting is in 2021, which was the last full year before I sold Tundraland, we received, ready for this, 9,000 job applications. 9,000 people applied to our organization wanting to work for us.
Whoa.
So, it significantly makes a difference when you can create the right type of company and the right type of culture. It's no longer about promotion. It's now about attraction. People want to come to you.
Yeah. Do you, when it comes to these, to serving the veterans, and I'm just looking out the window right now, they're doing the flag raising at we're downtown here, right across from Schreiber World Headquarters, and they're doing a great ceremony. Do you think the country, our community, Northeast Wisconsin, I mean, you're local. Do you think we're doing a good job supporting the veterans, honoring them?
Oh, I think we live in a very special place in the country, and I think people truly care. And look, I've seen it when we've done our bath crashes over the years for Bass for the Brave. It wasn't simply the fire department would come out, the students would come out. It's full support everywhere.
Okay. And I think connecting with the students, because these people, they're still walking around, and some people think people who are veterans, they've been in history, but it's living history. You know what I mean? And I think that's
correct.
To get into this, and Johnny does a lot with the students, and a lot of these, like Denmark and all the schools here in Green Bay, honor the veterans in some way, shape, or form. And that's impressive. You had 9,000 applicants. And I think one of the reasons you did, yeah, Brian, is because of, because of what you're doing with the giving back that your company does, or that your organization does, I should say.
Jim, one of the cool things that we do during the crash is that we have the local elementary schools write thank you cards to the veterans.
Right.
So during the day of the crash, the veteran is busy opening up all these thank you cards from kids. I mean, you know, there's not a dry eye in the room when they do that.
Is that awesome? I mean, just thank you for doing this. And you're a good example to future business leaders as well. So, all right, we're going to let you go and fix the bathroom. This is great. It's a one-day thing. I think that's cool, too. And it really, people need to look at that. So it's just bathforthebrave.com. That's correct. The website. And then we got to get your book, Beyond the Hammer. And that's, you said that's at Amazon?
Amazon is a great place to start.
All right,
start.
Cool.
You bet.
All right, I hope to see you again soon.
Thanks, my friend.
Thanks for what you're
thank
doing.
You.
All right. All right, Brian Geitlob. This is Baths for the Brave. What a great organization, huh, Todd? That's awesome what he's
absolutely
doing.
Absolutely.
I mean, and a one-day thing to turn that around in some very important room in the house. So, all right. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back, everybody. November 11th. Happy Veterans Day to everyone. We're looking out the window here at the Schreiber World Headquarters. They have a flag-raising ceremony, and there are a ton of people here. Terry Barr. You're with us?
No, this is pre-recorded, Jim.
All right, yep. So Terry Barr did a little excerpt. We're going to play that now, and Todd and I are going to run over and join that ceremony. And we're going to be right back in 6 minutes. Is that fair?
About that.
All right, cool.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
Here's Terry Barr now.
Many times I just can't afford to get that $2,000 ticket home from Okinawa or Japan or Germany. Helping young people in the military travel home to see their family, to see their friends and loved ones. We help them by essentially being able to afford that ticket.
And that's Terry Barr talking with Ben Jackson, and she's got a great story that she's actually, there's some problems with the audio, Jim, so I'm going to bring you back to the studio, if you would, please. Terry Barr had a chance to put together a nice vignette,
sorry.
So I'm working on that as we speak.
I was kind of out the door. Anyway, yes, there's so many things going on, and like we said, your sister, your mom, your dad, who cousins, friends, whoever served and was a veteran, there's a lot of things going on today, a lot, and I just know it was in the paper yesterday, but I'm sure you can just go online and just Google veterans opportunities on Veterans Day, and you're going to a plethora of them. So I mean, it's pretty cool to
do. That was Larry Jackson. That's the founder of the Ben Jackson Foundation. They help get tickets. Ticket home can range from $800 to more than $2,000 for military members. And you can get information if you go to benjacksonfoundation.org. Benjacksonfoundation.org is the website on that.
And what do they do?
They help to get veterans travel.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So.
See, this just... Again, then you got Joe Alec, who's, you know, always there, but the every county has the Veterans Services, and that's everything from health care to education opportunities. But today's a little more festive, you know? We can really do some cool things today. Lunches, dinners, botanical gardens, flag-raising things. Yeah, this is cool.
One of the things that Terry wrote was that this group is based in Wisconsin, and you might be surprised, but apparently most service members have to buy their own tickets home. And for the holidays, weddings, reunions, all that kind of stuff, they have to pay for their own trip home. So this organization helps them come home for things like that.
Yes. I mean, right? Okay. Well, I didn't see you learn things too, right? I didn't know that when these guys came home that it was out of pocket. Well, good. We can need to support that because they certain things you got to be home for. Unfortunately, sometimes it's funerals, but a lot of times it's weddings and holidays and just coming home period is awesome.
We got a text from Gizmo says, good morning, guys. It's Gizmo. My son served two tours in Afghanistan. Now he's a teacher in Colorado. His name is Ben.
All right, Ben. Special shout out. We love your dad. So all of you who may know Gizmo, Mike, what's his real name? I don't know. I've been calling him Gizmo forever. I'll figure it out. He's just a great guy in this community, and I'm sure Ben is in Colorado as well.
He was part of your event on Saturday
night,
right?
He was. He played JFK at our event Saturday night at the Northland. It was a fundraiser for the new community shelter in conjunction with the Northland's 100th birthday. And Gizmo just dressed the part, and he's got that Boston accent, and gave the same speech that John Kennedy gave here in 1960, and then another speech that he gave a few months later. He's obviously running for president back then. And it was just great how, even back then, the respect and honor they had for the military, the concern they had for the homeless. John Kennedy's speech was talking about, we've got to raise the minimum wage to $1.25. And a lot of pushback, but you know that was one of his tenets to when he ran for office. So, yeah, no, Gizmo did a great job. And I didn't know that... Ben was in Colorado. That's great.
I didn't know that either. Now, who else did you have there? You had...
yeah, it was good. So what we did was we celebrated the Northland Hotel's 100-year anniversary. And you think about that, that's pretty cool to think, you know, 100 years ago, Green Bay participated in this whole Roaring Twenties, right? I mean, that was a good time in this country. You know, the World War I was over. People were buying houses, building houses, and just a lot of cool things were happening. And the Northland Hotel was $1 million hotel back then. It cost us $36 million to redo it. But it was $1 million back then in 1924. Front page of every paper, by far the nicest hotel in Wisconsin is what it said. And then so that was a big deal. And that's the same time that WBAY came on. Remember, TV was just getting going. Radios, cars, airplanes, all that stuff was just kind of taking off. And that's why they kind of called it the Roaring Twenties. We had our first movie theater, cinema came to Green Bay in 24. So we honored that. And so the dress and the food and was kind of the music was all 24. But then we talked about the 100 years, and probably the three most famous people who've been at the Northland Hotel have been John Kennedy. So we had a character actor, Gizmo, come and give the same speech he gave when he was here in 60. We also had a character actor, Vince Lombardi, who signed his contract at the Northland Hotel. And he's talked about, you know, the winnings, what is it? Winning's not the only thing, it's everything, or whatever it is. And he gave a lot of this Vince Lombardi talk. And then we had Eleanor Roosevelt, who was at the Northland Hotel. She was really good.
I saw her in pictures. I'm like, man, pretty close.
She was pretty close. She had the accent and just spoke from the heart. She was big on human rights.
Yep.
Women's rights, but human rights especially. And so she talked about that. She talked about her husband how he, I don't know who ran the show there, but she, 16 years of being married to the president, she was very, very active. And that was a true first lady. So that was, it was great. That was a fun event. And yeah, Gizmo, thank you for doing that. So that's worth celebrating. And even today, you know, it's, you know, we're talking about veterans today, and you know, I don't want to tie the two together, but there are some homeless veterans too, you know, and that's why when we talked about this ecumenical partnership, for families, there's some families that are struggling. So, you know, they're having a big fundraiser tonight at Gather. We, of course, had our fundraiser, and we got to support all these things. Most importantly, the veterans, but we have to support these organizations that support this community and the veterans as well. So, yeah, stick around. Johnny is down at Dutch Creek, or he should be there by now, and he's going to call in. They have a big, big breakfast there. They've been doing that for over 20 years. John kind of MCs the event, and we'll bring some guests on, share some stories about their time as a veteran.
We should have probably told him no Johnny juice while he's in the air, right?
Yeah, oh, that's true. See, I'm not there to watch him. I was there last year. I'm not there to watch him because that guy's like, hey, you want a little Johnny juice? And he just nods his head. So they know him. And so, all right, we'll get him on early, and I'll take the second half of the show. All right, thanks for listening. We're going to be right back. This is Mino and the Mayor.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.